Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Victor Family Victor Malco Radio Show!
Hey folks, it's time for the show!
Welcome!
And now, here's your host for all this craziness, Jack Hatfield.
Glad to be here with you on what is going to be the absolute final Fix the Family, Fix America. What? What are you talking about, Jack? We'll get into all the details in a minute. That's right. You're here with me, Jack Hatfield, on the greatest family talk show in the universe that's been running now for almost a year and a half, been going on and on, telling you about all the things you need to know to help your family get better, because we know to put this world right in order, we must first put the nation in order. To put the nation in order, we must first put the family in order. To put the family in order, we must first cultivate our personal life. That's right, we have taken you from day one in this Fix the Family, Fix America series, all the way through with our exclusive 4+1 method right here, positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. That's right, and our plus one is disease in the diet, where we have revealed the secrets to stopping, preventing, and curing degenerative diseases across this fruited plain. Ladies and gentlemen, there are things we have said here that have made you a better person. There are things we've said here that made you a better family, a better father, a better mother, better parents, and a ways to make your children better. And that has influenced generations and generations and generations to come. And we are very, very, very proud of that. As I say, this is the final Fix the Family, Fix America radio show. Now, why is he doing this? First, let me tell you a little bit of stories. There's been an awful big year in my personal life in the last, from this and 1 year ago. A lot of amazing things occurred all at once to give someone a big, massive amount of stress. Let's say that. Regular listeners of the show, of course, know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into details. Totally irrelevant at this moment. But a lot of times, when I do have those moments where the stress is kind of alleviated for maybe a few minutes, maybe then the stress is never really gone, but just for a few minutes, it feels like it could be lessened. Just for a few minutes. I know you have these times. You have a bad week, and you'll be going on, and then something good will happen on a Thursday, and then something kind of good will happen on Friday, and you go, well, maybe it's not going to be so bad. You know, you're dreading the following week, but now all of a sudden you're going, maybe it's picking up. Maybe there's signs on the horizon here that's going to help me get to where I need to be and be all I can and all that good stuff. And you just get that feeling that you can do it. And it's in that moment where you have this massive clarity of thought, or you have the ability to have massive clarity of thought. Reason being, you're able to have this massive clarity of thought. Oh, by the way, one of the ways to continue to have massive clarity of thought is to continue, hopefully, to listen to Adele's Magic Minute, the Magnificent Minute that we have here on this show. It's going to be, it's always enlightening, it's always incredible. I hope to continue to have her as the Magic Minute, because it's fantastic. We're also going to be adding other Magic Minutes from other people, and I'm looking forward to that. We'll get into all those details in a minute. But anyway, today on the Magic Minute, you can find out how to always achieve clarity of thought. And one of those ways is to learn how to manifest your thoughts into actions and make things happen. Adele Amani is the specialist in that. So I want you to pay close attention to when she talks here in a little bit, and then I want you to go get her on Twitter and Facebook, and of course, follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and be prepared for all kinds of new stuff to be happening on Twitter and Facebook. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to be a transition here in a little bit, a pretty good transition. Again, we'll get into details in a minute. So anyway, once you have that moment of stress where you kind of have that clarity thought, because that's the only time you can have clarity thought. Stress is given to you so that you can focus. And if you have chronic stress, focus sometimes is on the wrong items. Okay? Because your body doesn't know exactly what's causing all this stress. It doesn't understand that you're worrying about how do I pay my mortgage, or do I have enough gas to get home, or it doesn't care about, can I really complete this project? Is my boss mad at me? Is my wife mad at me? Is my husband mad at me? Are my kids are going to be okay? My good parent? Am I a good friend? What's all my friends doing? Am I doing enough to have a retirement? Am I being better every day? Just so forth and so on. Chronic, constant stress and worry. For some of you, is my loved one going to pull through this disease? For some of you, is it my parents? Are they going to be okay? For some of you, it's do I have enough money for food? For some of you, I just want my child to turn out great. There's hundreds of millions of questions and stress that affect us in today's world. So what happens when you suddenly don't have that? Just for a minute. I mean, not that you don't have it, but just for a minute, your body, because your body, your body, I don't know if you noticed this, but your body and brain is amazing. If you look back at your life, you'll remember a lot of happy moments. You'll remember a lot of happy moments. You'll remember some sad ones, but you won't remember every sad one. The brain has an amazing ability to kind of filter out the bad through time. Because it's not something you wanted to remember, and the brain knows that. The brain fully understands that this is tough and I don't want to have to deal with it for the rest of my life. And the older you get, the more glad that your brain does that. Trust me, because the more things you see, the more wisdom you gain. Some of that wisdom is not good wisdom. Some of that wisdom is simply wisdom that it's going to help you be a rounded person. Help you understand lots of different ways to look at an issue, but sometimes you see an awful lot of stuff. The longer you live, the more you're going to see. More death, more poverty, more destruction, more children's issues, more bad parenting, more car wrecks, more everything, more commercials, with the you know, please feed the kids, please feed the pets, please save the dog, please save the whale, please save the polar bear, please save this, please give money for this. You know, this disease is horrendous. This disease is attacking children. This disease is causing problems in women that are 22 and look left before as they cross the street. I mean, you just start, the more wisdom you gain, the more it piles on and piles on and piles on. And then suddenly you just want to go, you know what? I want to. I would like to. I'd like to party. I'd like to freaking party. My beverage this evening, which will still be a staple in the next incarnation. Oh, what? What are you talking about? That's right. While I've said this is the final Fix the Family, Fix America, it is not the final for you hearing this lovely voice. and it's not the final of you hearing, hearing the news you need to know. And it's not the final of anything I'm working on. In fact, I'm working on more than ever before. So what are you talking about? What is it the final? Well, actually, it's just the final of this show being named Fix the Family, Fix America. Now, Jack, you've been on this call for a very, very long time. What would make you say you don't want to be involved in Fix the Family, Fix America? That's totally not true. In fact, the book will be put out. It's going to happen. Life does things to you that sometimes you have to do what you got to do. And again, the more wisdom you gain, whether good or bad, to make you a well-rounded person, or it could suck you into the abyss. How many old people, let me repeat this. How many crotchety old people do you know? Everybody knows at least one or two crotchety old people. Those are the people that have sucked into the abyss. They've gained enough wisdom of bad to allow themselves to think it's nothing's good. Kids today, it ain't worth a... And while that could be true, you have to find the kids today that aren't bad. Crotchety old men, always too hot. It's just too hot here. I hate it. Well, why don't you move? Die. I hate moving. Die. That's a pirate. I don't know how many people know crotchety old pirates. If you do, I'd love to hear from you. I would like to meet that person. Anyway, you hear and you know crotchety old men. These are the people, crotchety old people, excuse me. There are crotchety old ladies, trust me. Whew. I have come in contact with ladies here recently in the last month or two. They come in, they go, "How you doing? I need to send this package to my degenerate child." Well, that's what are you sending? They forgot their phone when they were down to visit. Oh, you gotta love that they visited. How much is that? Oh God, they ran around the house, messed up everything. What are you? You're just a crotchety old lady, aren't you? You have no joy anymore. And you know what else we're here on Fix the Family? Can't talk about anything that has to do with Wiener, Anthony Wiener, the congressman. We don't really get into politics that deep. But that would be a story that I believe is very hilarious. Of course, it's being talked about left and right, back and forth, all over the airwaves. And I would love to touch on it right now, but I'm not. This is going to be a wiener-free 2 hours. Hour and 44 minutes, of course. And it is because of you, the listeners, the great and glorious listeners that you are, this became the fastest growing family talk show in all of the universe because of you. So, let's get into some stuff, all right? Let's talk about it here in a couple seconds. Thank you for listening to Jack Hatfield on Fix the Family, Fix America. Be right back. Anyway, back to I didn't even finish my beverage statement. Beverage tonight is a fabulous Chianti Chianti Reserva by Banfi. Highly recommend if you're going to drink an everyday Chianti, get that one. That's a very good Chianti for every day. Of course, not the best and brightest in the world, but it is an easy drink Chianti. It goes well with the buffalo meat. Sauce put on top of old world imported from Italy pasta and grilled roast button or patty pan squash and regular squash and zucchini grilled to perfection. Highlighted with shades of coconut and olive oil, garlic, salt and pepper, and onions. Onion pepper. Onion salt. Onion powder. Onion dust. Good gracious. Anyway, that meal called for a fabulous... What did Hannibal Lecter do in the brain-eating scene? Didn't he go... Something like that? Or something as he was, sucking in the brain. Yeah, he said the Chianti goes great with the fava beans, or the brains goes great with Chianti and fava beans. Something like that. Anyway, he made a noise. Which reminds me of Curly, actually. Of the Three Stooges. And all right, so, now, I've got to give you a little warning. For the next 41 minutes until the hour comes to a close, I'm about to make you mad. I'm about to get you upset very, very, very much. And then the following hour, I'm going to do a little more, but then I'm going to explain why. This is the final Fix the Family, Fix America. That's right, in 2 weeks, at this same bat time, same bat channel. The exact date, in case you're listening to this on a recording, on June 21st, Tuesday, will be the first. Will be the return of something at this hour. Okay, we'll get into the details on that in the next show. All right, so anyway, the warning is, you're going to not like some of the stuff we talk about here in the next 40, 60 minutes. But thank goodness we'll break for Adele's Magic Minute. So my Chianti here with me. Very easy drinking Chianti. I can hear some people out there now. Did you hear him say Chianti? You hear him saying Chianti? Yes, that's right. Sometimes there's a southern twang. Goodness. Okay. Fix the Family, Fix America, as you know, is on a mission to help you become positive fathers, make a difference mothers, pull through parents, and finally to reveal your own success. Because without your personal life being correct, you're no good to anyone else. That's right. Unless you're happy and doing well and not sick and having a good time, guess how many people want to hang around you? Zero. Unless, of course, you meet a couple crossy old people. Woo, held that back. Unless, of course, you meet some crossy old people that will sit around with you and all of you can just go, bah, I hate everything. I hate my own life, but I won't take it. I'll just piss off everybody else. Wonderful. Anyway, so Fix the Family, Fix America, born and bred to change families and get generations down the road to understand, and that would fix this nation and then in turn fix the world. That's why Adele's even involved with this, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Now, let's go back for a minute. Before we go forward and talk about what we're going to talk about and why Fix the Family, Fix America show will be no longer, let's go back some. Let's go back 50 years, a generation. Let's go back a generation, okay? Now, today's children, okay? There's no doubt today's children have gotten a little heavier, but they've also gotten taller and their feet have gotten bigger. That is 100% fact. My daughter has massive boat paddles that have toes on the end. Anyway, for the last 50 years, a lot of things are saying, a lot of things are happening well for our children, okay? Boys 50 years ago were smaller in height and weight, but they had higher fitness levels than today's youth. Hmm. 50 years ago, children were fitter, okay? Even 10 years ago, they were much stronger. Also, we found an increasing number of primary school children suffering from arthritic-type pain, normally seen in elderly patients with chronic rheumatism, okay? So in the height category, 50 years ago, the average height was 4'4". And then remember now, all results that I'm about to tell you is for age 11 years old. So 50 years ago, 4'4", today 4'7". So it's increased by 0.3 to 1.1 inch every decade over the past 50 years. So we're growing bigger, taller, better people because of what? Why all of a sudden is everyone getting bigger, taller? Well, it's because females look for males that was going to give them the best offspring genetically. Okay? So a female comes up to you and goes, you know what, I want a tall, dark, handsome man. Well, there you go. Guess what the offspring is going to be? A little taller. Now, I don't know of any. There could be some, but I don't know of a lot of women that go, you know what I like? I like a short man. I'm not talking about midgets or dwarves or anything. I'm talking about just short man. Regular guy, just short. Haven't heard that. Maybe some. You never know. Anyway, what they're saying is the main reason is improved nutrition, ladies and gentlemen, particularly during pregnancy. Now, that argument just opened up a can of worms for me, of course. because I disagree. Second thing, they also say we smoke less, which stunted baby's growth. What? If it stunted the baby's growth, it actually didn't stunt the growth afterwards, correct? So that's just throwing in something that they can't prove. So, here's the downside. Here's what the experts are saying. This increased height is going to be associated with lower back pain. So they're letting you know that because we're all taller, it's okay to have your back hurt. Okay? In fact, Dr. Gavin Sandercock, I'm going to repeat his name because I know you want to go look him up. Dr. Gavin Sandercock is a child fitness expert over in the UK at Essex University. And he says, hey, improved nutrition may have gotten us all taller, but that increased height, again, is associated with lower back pain because it puts extra pressure on the spine. Well, let me ask you a question. The human body is amazing, is it not? The human body is so incredible that if I stabbed you with a stick and didn't rupture any major organs, the human body would grow around that stick to survive. So this guy's saying, well, yeah, we're going to grow taller because of better nutrition, maybe fewer smoking mothers, whatever, but our spine's not going to compensate. That doesn't even make sense, Dr. Gavin Sandercock. Here's his other wonderful, glorious statement that I'm going to say twice. Okay? Ready? We were never designed to be upright, but evolved to walk on all fours, which is why so many of us suffer from back problems. So this means more people with back pain at a younger age. I'm going to say it again because I promised to say it twice, and I know some of you fell down just like I did when I first read this. We were never designed to be upright, but evolved to walk on all fours, which is why so many of us suffer from back problems. I hate to say this, even if you have absolutely no religious beliefs inside you at all, evolution shows clearly in that wonderful drawing, Darwin's Little World, that the evolution brings humans to 2 feet. Does it not? So everyone say yes. Right? Am I right? Plus, it gave me time to have a sip of the... I'm going to let you guess what that was if you just tuned in. Because if you just tuned in and it's live, how you doing? But if you just tuned in and it's a recording... You have started at the wrong spot, and you need to hit rewind. Your mouse has moved that little arrow showing you where the recording is to the wrong spot. Just simply move that back to the beginning and start over. And if you cannot understand these controls of play and move back and forward, you are too stupid to listen to this recording. And you know how many times I'm gonna digress here because this is the final show. I'm gonna digress. You know how many times I could be somewhere and somebody will call, and they'll go, "I'm trying to get to your place," and I'll go, "Okay, here it is. My place is next to," and I'll say this big large building. Let's say. Everyone knows what a Walmart looks like, all right? Let's say someone calls me and they say, "Where are you?" And I go, "I'm next to the Walmart on Smith Street." "Oh, yeah. Do you know where that Walmart is?" "Of course I know where that Walmart is." "Okay, well, I'm next to it. The building next to Walmart. Not 10 minutes later. Hey, I'm trying to find your building. Where are you? I'm over next to Lowe's. What? We're the building next to Walmart. Oh. Okay. So after a few minutes of that, then you just want to say, you know what? You are too stupid to become a customer of whatever building I'm at. It's just hilarious. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. All right, here we go. Wait. 50 years ago, boys were 36 kilograms. Girls, 38 kilograms. Ooh. Girls were a little heavier at the age of 11. They still are. Boys are now 40. Girls are now 43. Because as children gotten taller, they also gotten heavier because they have more muscle bulk, says Professor Blair. Again, I'm going to digress here. I look around a lot of children. They do not look like Mr. America. Okay? Professor Blair says they have more muscle bulk. Muscle bulk. They got more muscle bulk. I don't know how he talks. Never met Professor Blair. Anyway. Dr. Gavin Sandercock would like to join into this fray. And he says, however, many children are heavier than they should be. And that's because they're lazy. He says inactivity, but you know what he means. Here's the other thing. The amount of food children have been eating have decreased over the years. Do you understand that? But they are eating more fat and sugar. Ooh. And their levels of inactivity have shot up with the rise of cars. Those dreaded cars. TVs and remote controls. Everyone is doing less than they used to. I agree with that statement. But it's not because of cars, TVs, and remotes. Here's another wonderful fact. Girls are hitting puberty earlier. We'll get into that in 2 seconds. Okay, women born in the Depression era of the 30s, the mothers of children born in the 50s, early 60s, tended to have lower weight babies to begin with. And there may be much talk about the obesity epidemic in children, but in fact, children's body mass indexes have changed little. In fact, the average BMI in 1966 for an 8-year-old boy was 16.55. In 2007, it's 17.18. That's right. But here, Dr. Gavin Sandercock says something gloriously amazing. He says, I think many people expect the difference to be bigger, but it's a ratio of height to weight, which are both increasing. So, ladies and gentlemen, the children's obesity epidemic seems to be flawed, does it not? Well, Dr. Gavin Sandercock, not wanting to make anybody angry, especially the people that are fighting the children's epidemic a lot harder than you think they should. We're still Fix the Family, Fix America. I'm holding back. Wow. He says, though the average child has not got that much bigger, children from families who have tended to be overweight in the past have become more overweight. That's right. Dr. Gavin Sandercock says, though the average child has not got that much bigger, children from families who have tended to be overweight in the past have become more overweight. In other words, fat parents begot fatty, fat children. That is a weird, is it not? How many times in your life have you looked at parents and go, please never breed? How many people do you know that you hope that their DNA never makes it across the other DNA threshold? Again, keeping it very clean. Wow. I am amazing myself. How many times do you see that in a person? A lot. So it's not just fatty, fat, fat, begots, fatty, fat, fat. It's stupid, begots, real stupid. Right? Am I correct? Oh, that's the generational change we're trying to break. That's the ones we're trying not to continue on. The positive fathering generational change, that's a beautiful thing. Make a difference mothering generational change, that's a beautiful thing. Pull through parenting, where your kid just goes, my parents were incredible. That's a beautiful thing. That's generational change. But fatty, fat, fat are stupid, going on and becoming fatty, fat, fattier and stupidier. It's not a good generational change. So, again, there's a very influential person working on the childhood obesity epidemic, correct? And now we find out that that's not really the case. What really happens to be the case is that there's generational issues that need to be fixed. Not obesity. In fact, Dr. Gavin Sandercock says the number of malnourished children are rising. Well, that could be attributed to the amount of children that are eating chips and chicken nuggets, could it not? Dr. Gavin Sandercock agrees with me. He says it's not just skinny children. It's possible for an obese child to be malnourished because while they get plenty of calories from chips and chicken nuggets, they don't get any vitamins. What? You're telling me that those Doritos and corn chips and Mountain Dew and those glorious exact shaped chicken nuggets coming from that special breed of chicken where all of their nuggets are exactly the same shape are missing out vitamins? What are we talking about here? What is the problem? And then Dr. Gavin Sandercock goes on to say, you know what? At the other end of the spectrum, there are children suffering from so-called muesli malnutrition. What? Muesli's healthy. You can't be talking about my muesli. I can hear some of you right now going, I eat muesli every day. I have the 7 or 14 or whatever it says, whatever the what is it, Kashi, muesli? It says we have the 7 wonderful grains of something. I don't know. It might be 14. I don't remember. I've only read the box once, and I said, oh, that's retarded. I stopped reading it. The muesli malnutrition, after being put on a restricted healthy diet, such as no meat or dairy by their parents. So, children are malnourished because they're not allowed to eat meat. What? The whole, what do they call it? Vegan. I have one more word that I'm holding back. Wow. I'll take another sip of Chianti. A Chianti. That's right, I said it. Chianti. How about Chianti? It's kind of spelled like Chi-Ti, so let's call it that. Chianti. Okay, anyway. I need to see where we are. This is hilarious. Okay, so anyway, malnourished nutrition. From not eating meat by the parents that are so, we're so happy that we're eating the vegetables and nothing but the vegetables. As I said, I grilled some veggies. That's right. I killed it and grilled it. I took a patty pan squash and stabbed it and grilled it. And then I loaded it with fat. What? That's right. I layered it with olive oil and coconut oil. You've got to be kidding me. Because guess what's in those vegetables? They're called vitamins. You know what those vitamins can do when you don't have fat? Nothing. Nothing. Now, Dr. Gavin Sandercock says that if we carry a lot of weight around the stomach, known as visceral fat, it can trigger type 2 diabetes. And we have diagnosed 14-year-old children with type 2 diabetes, something you did not see 20 years ago because of a disease associated with older age. What that's telling you is that as the today's malnutrition foods and horrendous processing takes hold. 20 years ago, it was just now starting to take hold. Now it's easy for kids to go grab a piece of processed food, and therefore diabetes is on the rise. Again, diabetes can be linked directly to the soybean oil consumption parallel. And the high fructose corn syrup parallel. You look at the consumption and diabetes rise, the cases of diabetes, and the rise of high fructose corn syrup consumption and the rise of soy oil consumption, but all three of those lines parallel each other. So as you go up, generations to come will have these problems faster. Because remember, fatty fat fat begot fatty fat fat fattier, and stupid begot stupider. Well, malnourished begot even more malnourishment, because it could potentially ruin DNA and cause havoc in the genetic makeup of your children when you eat incorrectly. So it's not just the generational impact of fathering, mothering, pull-through parenting. That plus one, that disease in the diet, that's why that's important. Because the things you eat now, even if you're 20, even if you're 15 right now, you're not thinking about families. You're not thinking about children. But the things you eat now can mess up stuff that you're going to give to your about said fry. That's hilarious. We have a lot of baby fish in our tank here at the studio, and it's very funny. Anyway, your offspring, all the DNA problems and genetic mutations that all of the new additives and processed foods are causing, you could cause your offspring, your children, the next generation to have problems that they can't fix because you've messed them up so bad, so genetically. And I know that people listen to this. I can hear you now. Which is one of the reasons why I fixed the family if this is the last show. Because people listening right now go, but I'm 15, I'm 21. I'm not going to have children for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Some of you are going, I'm going to have one next week. But you're sitting there having one next week, chewing on a Big Mac or down in a Twinkie. So what we're seeing, we're watching obese youngsters, generations now of having this processed food, have diabetes earlier, have cancer as children, have abnormally high cholesterol levels as a child. Because you've broken them by what you did before they were born. I told you this was going to make you mad. I had a dog, the greatest dog in the world. In fact, it's an alien, and I'm pretty sure she's going to return. She borrowed a dog's body, is what I'm saying. She was incredible. And there was a period in my life that I had to keep her outside. It wasn't long. It wasn't a long period. It was a couple months. But even to this day, every day that she was alive, she's no longer with us at this moment, but every day she was alive, and even now to this day, I'm upset that I did that. I'm upset that she had to be the one who got outside, because she was the greatest. But she was also the only one that could help me battle another dog. So I actually put her needs over what I should have... Never mind. So I looked at her all the time, and I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't want you to be outside. I missed you. I went outside every day. I attempted to play with her and you know, show her everything. I mean, I'm not lying. That dog was everything. I'd let her out and come in the house every chance I got. And then, of course, after that brief time where she was outside, she, of course, was by my side at all times. Never, ever leaving my side. On the sofa, come in the bathroom when necessary, lay in the bed when necessary, go in the car, follow me wherever I could possibly be. She just wanted to be next to Daddy. She was an awesome dog. But just like I looked at her, and the only thing I did to her, she didn't even remember probably. She probably didn't even remember I had to keep her outside for a little bit in a cage. She probably didn't remember it. But guess what? You're going to look at your children, in which you've genetically messed them up to where they can't possibly be the best that they could be because of what you did. I'm just trying to help you not have to look at your child and go, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. You know why you didn't know? You didn't want to know. You didn't try to know. Blissfully ignorant and unaware. And plus, McDonald's is right there, and it's got a 99-cent burger. But you're going to have to look at your children. Some of them getting diagnosed with high cholesterol, which you can defeat without any drugs whatsoever, because of the things you did before they were born. My book, Natural Success Principles, tagline is, you have everything you need to succeed inside you before you were born, and that is talking about the human spirit. It does not have a chapter on the parent genetically mutating the DNA of the child because of what they eat. But wouldn't it be bad if that's what you did? Dr. Mike Markowitz, consultant pediatrician at Bupa Cromwell Hospital in England, says Britain already has one of the highest rates of heart disease. It's the country's biggest killer, and childhood obesity means this is only likely to rise. His statement is, who's going to look after all these people in the future? Now, back to the 50-year decade issue. Here it is. Puberty. Boy, back 50 years ago, 14 and a half years old. Girls, 12 and a half years old. Now it's boys, 13 and a half. Girls, 11. Puberty is defined as starting when the boy's voice breaks or a girl has her first period. The age at which a girl has her first period remains static from the 40s to the 80s, but then drops suddenly in those born in the late 80s and 90s, okay? Particularly among girls from poorer backgrounds. Now, the key. Okay. The key to what I'm saying to you is it may seem like that's a normal piece of fact, that as we grow bigger, stronger, faster, puberty should start earlier. No. The puberty rise can go exactly parallel to nutrition as well, along with soybean oil. By the way, soybean oil hasn't really permeated our products until it was given subsidy status by the government. Uh-oh. I'm still in Fixed Family, Fixed America. Anyway, so what I'm trying to say is there was some people sitting around that decided soybean oil should go into everything we eat. In fact, it's in over 188,000 products in your grocery store. Because soybean oil was subsidized, it became very, very inexpensive. And guess what companies like? Very, very inexpensive. So when things got cheaper, guess who buys cheaper? People from poor backgrounds. As they have no option. Right? Now, increased body weight may be to blame, is what the Breakthrough Breast Cancer and Institute of Cancer Research report says. They're saying that if you're becoming fat, your period will start quicker. Don't understand that at all. And as we just read in the paragraph prior to what I just said, obesity epidemic is a myth. The BMI is not really changing. So how can increased body weight be to blame? It is estimated 1 in 6 children under the age of 10 is also experiencing puberty. That's right, 1 in 6 under the age of 10. Danish researchers suggested in the past decade there's been a more rapid drop in the average age of puberty because of an unhealthy lifestyle or exposure to chemicals and food were to blame. Another theory is we simply eat a lot more, and more calories we ingest, the faster we develop. Well, just a few minutes ago, we found out we were malnourished because we don't have the vitamins. Remember how I said, learn and educate yourself? As I sit here and give you the nuts and bolts of the facts here, you should start to wonder why the facts don't match. If obesity myth, children obesity is a myth, the BMI has not changed that much, okay? Then therefore, the theory we simply eat a lot and we're fatter causes puberty to rise is wrong. Do you see that? Do you not grasp this? Now, here's another research that suggests children from broken homes experience earlier puberty because of the stress of the family breakdown. What? The stress of the family breakdown? We're going to get into that so much more after this Adele's Magic Minute here in a minute. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you more mad than you are now. So what it's saying is the stress of the family breakdown, which is also on the rise. Families are breaking down massively. It alters the balance of growth hormones and chemicals in the body. In other words, they just said the stress will kill you. And children are experiencing stress. Is that right? No. No, it's not. Now, here's what doctors stress why puberty is bad. Because it will increase a girl's, it could influence a girl's chances of developing breast cancer. They're trying to tie in the fact that kids are getting fatter only because they're eating more. And they're going to reach puberty faster, so therefore there's going to be more cancer. They're trying to tell you there's going to be more cancer without telling you the real reasons why there's going to be more cancer. It seems like there's a little shroud over this, doesn't it? It seems like they're saying, look at that. Look, that's, there's going to be more cancer right here. And then they cover it up. The number of breast cancer cases in Britain alone has risen by 50% in the past 25 years, ladies and gentlemen. How many pink ribbons do we have to apply to understand whatever is happening isn't working worth a... For all the money the pink ribbons are raising and all the awareness, it's 50% higher. That means if there was a million, there's now 2 million. Or if there was 5 million, there's now 10 million. Wait a minute. Before I have someone call me and tweet me that my math is wrong. If there's now 1 million, there's 1.5 million. If there's now 5 million, there's 7.5 million. Don't freak out. I do know math. I'm just was in a roll. So that's still an incredible statistic. I mean, something's not working. And then, when boys reaching puberty, they were more likely to display aggressive behavior and not be a positive father, obviously. And then here we go. Teeth. 50 years ago, 6.5 were decayed, missing, or filled in an 11-year-old's mouth. And now there's only 1.5. On the whole, children's teeth have gotten much better over the past few years. And the biggest boost to dental health in the past 40 years has been fluoride in toothpaste. It works by remineralizing the enamel, making it harder and more resistant to attack. Now, we all know that it's okay in toothpaste because it's not swallowed. That has shown to be beneficial. But in the water supply, it has shown to be not good. Because, as I've told you before on this show, everywhere that fluoride is high volume in the water, cavities and tooth decay have risen. Now, they're also saying a problem of modern life is rather than eating 3 square meals a day, many of us, including children, have 7 to 10 snack attacks. And it takes about an hour for saliva in the mouth to neutralize the acid from food and drink, so eating every hour or two means the teeth won't get a chance to recover. This means more cavities. Reason I have cavities. I ate every 15 minutes as I was growing up. I attempt to eat every 15 minutes now, but sometimes I'm only able to eat once every hour or 2 hours or every 7 hours, depending on how the day goes. So I can argue that. Now, feet grown an entire size in the last 50 yards. The average size at a given age has increased by half to a whole size since the 60s. But guess what? Michael Harrison Blount, a lecturer in podiatry at the University of Salford. There are so many jobs that do nothing. I'm amazed. I work my tail off in so many aspects. And I hear about a guy being the lecturer in podiatry. Good for him. Shoes were often worn too small due to the cost of replacing them, and then when they were handed down to the next child, they were already misshapen. Okay? The problem is the type of footwear. Dolly shoes, ballet pumps, and trendy plimsolls are fashionable, but they don't provide the feet with much cushioning or support. Now, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea what dolly shoes, ballet pumps, and trendy plimsolls are. But they don't sound fun, and they don't sound like something I've put on my body yet. And of course I say yet. I don't know if I were to look at a beautiful trendy plimsoll in a sporty red color that I would not want to wear them. Anyway, under the age of 18, the foot is still developing, and until this point, mainly cartilage rather than bone, making it vulnerable to strong impact. Here we go again. Being overweight makes the problem worse. So being taller and fatter, all of our feet are going to have problems. Is anyone getting what I'm trying to say here? Or what they're trying to say? Now here's this wonderful wonderful figure that you got to grasp here, ladies and gentlemen. Fitness and strength. In the 50 years ago, boys could do 40 sit-ups in 30 seconds. Girls would do 26. I don't know if you remember that. When I was a kid, that was the fitness test. In PE, you had to do 40 sit-ups in 30 seconds. You had to roll with it. Guess what they can do now? 20, girls 18. Half. Children's fitness levels have declined 4.3% a decade. Almost up to 50% fitness down. Why are there so many gyms? There's a gym on every corner. There's a weight loss product on TV every 10 minutes. There's a sporting goods store every half a mile. How is fitness less? Today's 10-year-olds can do fewer sit-ups than children managed a decade ago. Children are also less able to hang from wall bars in a school gym. Arms are weaker and their ability to grip objects tightly has declined. Now here's what they say. This is due to changes in activity patterns, such as taking part in fewer activities like rope climbing and tree climbing and spending more time sitting on your tail. Those are activities that boost strength, making children able to lift and hold their own body weight. You're darn right, I climb trees. I climbed millions of trees. Now, if the average BMI for 10-year-olds stayed the same, that means the muscle and fat ratio has stayed the same. But here's a lie that we catch in this article, news, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. It says, as Dr. Sandercock has found, the average BMI for 10-year-olds stayed the same. Here's the lie they're trying to tack on to that, meaning children's bodies are likely to contain less muscle and more fat. No. The BMI stayed the same. So that means the ratio is the same. So here's what Dr. Sandercock says. Lack of fitness is more worrying because of terms of children's health because of cardiorespiratory fitness. Because that may be important than BMI. Because that's an indicator of getting a heart disease and other killers such as cancer. It can also compromise bone health. By mid-20s, girls need to have accrued enough bone mass for a lifetime. By boys, they have to accrue it in their 30s. If you don't stress your bones through exercise, much higher risk of osteoporosis and hip fractures in the future. Plus, poor muscle tone in the stomach can also cause lower back pain, while a lack of leg strength will create problems climbing stairs much earlier in life. It is vital to develop strength when you're young so you can cope when you're older. Life expectancy, then 71, now 80. Does living longer mean you're going to spend more time being sick? Today's 65-year-olds are generally healthier than their parents were at 65. But will that be true of the younger, fatter, less active generation? In other words, parents, if you don't change now, the generation is going to be worse off. It'll be the first time the generation is worse off than you because you're not doing your job. Remember, this is the first year. 2010 was the first year degenerative diseases killed more people than acute illnesses because you're not doing your job. So, are we immunized to death thinking we can never be sick? We sterilize ourselves to death. We sit indoors scared of the sun because we know we've heard the sun is bad and it'll kill you in a heartbeat. You have to slather on all these chemicals on your skin, the largest organ on your body. Then you have the dreaded threesome gruesome. Engineered oils of soy, corn, and canola permeating every single product with too much bleached sugar and bleached flour, laying down all kinds of stuff, stressing your pancreas and your liver. Too much soy everywhere, and everything from bread to ice cream to chocolate. Here's a fact I need you to understand. Texas Pete Hot Dog Chili changed its label. It used to say Texas Pete Beef Chili. They took the word beef off, put hot dog there to make it hot dog chili. Turn it around, ladies and gentlemen. There's absolutely no meat in this product. That's right. I said it out loud. And it's still Fix the Family, Fix America. Texas Pete Hot Dog Chili, not beef chili, hot dog chili, contains absolutely no meat. So, gentlemen, when you grab that beefy hot dog and you just love it, and you put the Texas Pete hot dog chili right on top of it because you're like, chili, I like chili. All that soy you just put in yourself is going to turn you into a pretty little girl. And then you have all these moms and dads. That's right, moms and dads, parents. Every time the kid has a little issue, doctor, doctor, doctor. Kid can never go outside. They never play properly. They never just go. Just go. Get outside, go. Remember that? Your parents used to just say that. Parents don't say that anymore. I'm so upset I'm spittling all over the place. Just for now, I'm going to have a sip. Now, I've ran long with this segment, and I had to. So I'm going to give you a break here with Adele's Magic Minute. Adele's such a glorious person. I sure hope she continues to be with me. Yes. We're on the final hour of the final show of Fix the Family, Fix America. All the details you need to know and lots more making you angry coming up here in a few minutes right after the glorious, the wonderful Adele Omani.
Welcome to Adele's Magic Minutes. I'm Adele Omani, the UK's expert in energetic communication. And through these minutes, I desire to bring answers to all the questions being asked about bringing wealth, success, love and happiness into your life and bring you an awareness that everything that comes into your experience and every opportunity that comes to you is actually there because you have created it, you have attracted it. Now, one of the biggest areas that people find difficult to allow things to be attracted to them is when they hold resistance. Now, we hold resistance when we allow ourselves to live in a lack of self-confidence, lack of self-belief, when we listen to social conditioning or generational conditioning, when we let others take control of our lives. And the resistance, what happens when I say resistance, is this is where we, in our physical bodies, have actually dropped to a lower vibration, that our body resonance is in a lower vibration to where our natural energy beings are, which is always in high vibration. And when that happens, we actually cause a disconnection. So let's put it this way. When you are in abundance and when everything flows to you very, very easily and effortlessly, you are in complete connection with your energy. You are aligned with high vibration. When you find in your experiences that everything you desire is not coming to you, and everything you desire, you seem to be getting the opposite, this is because you have disconnected from your natural high vibration. You have actually moved yourself into a lower vibration. And in low vibration, you cannot attract. You can only attract what comes on that vibration, because this is how the universe works. The universe will attract back exactly what you resonate. So all while you're in a low vibration, you will get experiences around the same vibration, whatever they are. So in order to be abundant and to have your wealth and your success, you must be vibrating out the same resonance. Now, the way to let go of resistance is if you imagine looking at animals or nature, but animals, pets, wildlife, whatever. Now, you don't see them fretting over how they're going to live, how they're going to get by today to day, where are the fields they're going to find themselves to sit down. All animals have a direct connection to their source energy. They're always in the flow. There's no resistance. They adapt to every situation. So when you worry, it causes resistance. And we need to take lessons from animals and from nature and believe in the process. Allow and let go. Enjoy every experience. That way, you will attract more enjoyable experiences to you. You see, whatever we've been told in the past, we are actually here to be magnificent. It is our natural state of being. We are here to create. That is why we are here. We are here to have experiences that are of our creation. And inside every single one of us is the ability to be an incredibly powerful creator. If we just tap into it, if we just connect to it. And in the work that I do, you know, this is what I'm doing. I'm waking up people. I'm, you know, bringing them out, turning them into peaceful warriors and getting them creating, because we are here to experience life at its fullest, and we are here to live our passion. We're not here to just get by and just wait for another day to finish. That's not living. So I want you to live your life. I want you to live your passion. And the best way to do that is to let go of that resistance and is to start allowing and believing in the process and just getting out there and living.
Aren't we glad we have Adele Amani's Magic Minute? Such a glorious lady. Goodness. Second hour!
Welcome to the Victor Family, Victor Malcolm. Radio Show!
Hey folks, it's time for the show.
Welcome.
Now, here's your host for all this craziness, Jack Hatfield.
Fix America. Why, Jack? Why? What are you doing? This is your host, Jack Hatfield. That's because for the last almost 2 years of our life, we've been together here, listening together, talking together to put this world right in order, to put the nation in order, and to put our family in order, and to put ourselves in order. Have we not? We have been here. We have become positive fathers. We have become Make a Difference mothers. We have pulled through some parents. And we have revealed your success. We have also showed you how to beat, prevent, and cure degenerative diseases that are now destroying more lives than any other acute illnesses on earth. That's why we're here. That's why Fix the Family was created. It was about restoring you, restoring your family, and making a generational impact that will change history. And it ends tonight. And in 2 weeks, get your tail back here on June 21st. And listen to the new show. What? That's right. The Fix Family, Fix America show simply becomes different. As I was talking earlier, and again, those of you who just joined us live, go back on the replay. Those of you who listen to a recording and you've just joined us, you need to hit the little recorder thing and start over. As I was talking earlier, you have that clarity. One of the clarities is, I grew up totally liking three things. One of them everybody likes. The other two were music and comedy. That's why we have lots of snippets. That's why we have a lot of music in between this show. I'm a DJ. Been a DJ for... I remember my first DJ job. I was called into action, and I couldn't get to my... I didn't have any of my good stuff, so I went and simply grabbed my entire home stereo system and DJ'd a partied with it. I enjoy making people enjoy their life. I enjoy making people better themselves. I enjoy making people better. I enjoy making people enjoy life. Therefore, in 2 weeks, this show, Fix the Family, Fix America, will no longer be called Fix the Family, Fix America. It's going to be called, named after, a business card that I once gave out. On that card, it had a little tiny icon of understand this icon was black and white pixel. I mean, it's just a pixel print of a naked girl. Behind that, from behind that, now understand it's not naked girl like you're thinking. It was really just 25 dots put together like a V shape. So hilarious. And it had this Starburst stuff coming out from behind it. And then above it, Ultimate Human. Ultimate Human. At the bottom of that, Jack Hatfield. That was my business card I was handing out. Somewhere around 12 years of age. Because I believe, as you should believe, you can accomplish anything you possibly set your mind to. You can do anything you want. You can be whoever you want to be. You can be the ultimate human. Now, what does a 12-year-old need business cards for? He didn't. He just wanted to let you know he thought he was the ultimate human. I gave those out for 10 years. No phone number, no address, just simply Jack Hatfield, the ultimate human. I have the same attitude now. Ask me. Can you do this? Of course I can. There's now a caveat to it. How much money you got? I've spent a long time doing things for free. Helping people. Because again, I enjoy watching people enjoy life, even if for a brief moment. If I play music for people, or I entertain people, or I feed someone, I'm an excellent chef. If I do any of that and those people enjoy that, including my own family, when they enjoy that food, or they enjoy the day, I enjoy that. That is a drug for me. And I can't get enough. So let's go back to why this is Fix the Family, Fix America's last show. And in 2 weeks it will be renamed after the greatest thing that I could possibly imagine. It will be named the Jack Hatfield Show. I can hear some of you snicker now. But if you're going to think you're the ultimate human, you ought to think you're the ultimate... Ready? Get ready for anger. Mother jailed for 25 years for allowing her daughter to starve to death while she played a video game. Now again, that can't happen in a day. That can't even happen really in a week. But it can take some time, and it happened. Brandy Wolf, 3 years old, so hungry she had to eat cat litter because her mother, Rebecca Colleen Christie, neglected the child so often every day so that she could play World of Warcraft. Totally irrelevant what she was playing. Let's say she was playing solitaire. Doesn't matter. I'm not degrading World of Warcraft. In fact, keeping the geeks off the highway is a great thing because they're out of my way. But the kid slowly starved to death got so weak she was eating cat litter, finally had to go to the hospital. Doctors who examined the badly malnourished girl, we just heard Dr. Gavin Sandercock say there's more malnourished children in the world. Here's why. Her ribs were protruding from her body. She had found she had gained just 1.5 pounds in the last year of her life. Remember, you're growing, your brain is growing at age 2, almost doubling in size every year. She only gained 1 pound. Christy, the mother, called paramedics. Oh, come help me. Oh, all of you people. Come help me when she found her daughter limp and unconscious. Oh, she had to pass out on you to show she was starving to death. This is not a make or difference mother. This is a disgusting human being. Your daughter has to pass out before you realize you suck as a mother. Her ex-husband, Sergeant Derek Wolf, was away in the military. He would return home from work sometimes to find his daughter without any water or food. Now, I have to ask him, what were you doing when you found that out? FBI agents who investigated the death found the day Brandy died, the 3-year-old died in the home. The computer in the home showed continuous activity from noon until 3 a.m. 15 straight hours of gameplay in fantasy land for mom. Ladies and gentlemen, the child died from malnutrition and dehydration from a mother that didn't take responsibility. As a mother who didn't feel that her child was more important than her own happiness. I'm not done. Here's breaking news. You probably haven't even heard this yet unless you turn on the news tonight. A police raid found a home where bodies of 30 children were buried. Liberty County in Texas. An alleged mass grave in a rural county east of Houston. 30 dismembered bodies. The majority of the corpses found to be children. Nothing more is known about that, but someone is either having children and killing them, or killing them. I'm not done. The media, how the traditional two-parent family is at higher risk of poverty than a single parent. What? Attacking the mom and the dad. They're saying, you know what, if you live with your spouse or your significant other, you're going to have, you could possibly face poverty more than if y'all broke up. Because a single mother who goes out to work receives more through the tax credit system on average than a working parent who also has a partner to support. What does that tell you? That's telling you that the media and the government are helping one another to tell you that a single parent will help you get through it. It'll all be okay. You don't have to have two. You don't have to have a positive father and a make a difference mother. But among two-parent families where one partner stayed at home raising the children while the other went to work, 15% were in poverty. So the government and the media rewards single parents. I'm not done. When one parent is better, too, this was foreign couples. Now, sometimes I agree with that. But it's this over and over and over saying, if it all ain't perfect, don't try to work at it. I'm not done. One in three children lives with a single parent or a stepmom and dad. What's that telling you about decisions? I'm not done. I didn't kill my baby. Mother's protested. She's charged with assault of daughter. She was 4, found dead, weighing just 15 pounds. The mother of a 4-year-old girl found dead, weighing less than a 6-month-old baby, was charged with assault. Police found Carlotta Pierce's daughter, Marcella, dead in her mother's bed in a filthy, disgusting New York apartment. Appeared to have been tied up. She screamed, "I did not kill my baby," when she could face murder charges. Police found a severely malnourished child weighing just 15 pounds after being called to the apartment by her mother earlier this week. Marcella was found in her mother's bed. There was a child's cot nearby with rails on it and twine tied to them top and bottom. She had marks on her ankles that were consistent with being tied up. Carlotta Pierce calls herself a proud parent on her MySpace page. Marcella, the child, appeared to have undeveloped lungs. Her legs looked like sticks. You could see her ribs. She starved to death. Carlotta Pierce says she went and checked on her daughter at 4 a.m. and she had been okay. She then found her unresponsive with cold hands at 6:30 a.m. and tried to revive her, calling 911 after 45 minutes have passed. That child was born prematurely, weighing just 1 pound, 4.6 ounces, and had been in 4 hospitals since her birth. I got to tell you, as a father of a premature child, it takes a lot of work, and I promise you, Carlotta Pierce was not up for that task. Authorities are waiting results of the autopsy. But how do you explain twine marks on your child as a parent? I'm not done. Mother of dead 15-pound daughter. Okay, here's the update, ladies and gentlemen. She hit her with a belt and force-fed her sleeping pills. She gave the child bloody beatings if she crept out of bed at night for food. So the "I did not kill my baby" was a lie. She beat her baby constantly. She said she tied up the child because she would get up at night and eat food and make a mess. In other words, starving. I'm not done. Father kills his 2 sons and then sent the photograph of the dead babies to their mother. He texted a photo of the younger child's dead body to their mother. He also sent a picture of himself in the bed with the 2-year-old Gatlin and 8-month-old Luke with the message, "We love you. Goodbye." At 4 o'clock, the father sent a picture message of the youngest boy hanging, dead. After a 10-hour search through the night, officers found both of them dead. And the gentleman posted pictures of his sons alive on Facebook with the caption, "Love forever." The mom and dad were broken up, and the mom was living 250 miles away. Dad, obviously not a positive father, and tired of being one. Here's one you probably all know, Casey Anthony, happening right now in trial. Her own father testified just yesterday that he smelled a dead body and found maggots in the trunk of his daughter's car. And remember that the child was found, the remains were found wrapped in a Winnie the Pooh blanket, stuffed in plastic bags, dying from 3 pieces of duct tape on her nose and mouth. Mom, after her daughter disappeared, remember, was seen out partying at a hot body contest at a nightclub less than 48 hours later. You can follow that one all by yourself in today's news. It's everywhere. Casey Anthony is on court TV right now. Oh, wait, I'm not done. Let's say you're a good parent, but you find that you have no choice, but you've got to drop your child off to a nursery. Yesterday, a British nursery worker pled guilty to 47 counts of sexual offenses against children aged 2 and 3 years old. Pleaded guilty to raping a toddler in his care, and he also string of offensive linked to the online grooming of more than 20 other girls. Paul Anthony Wilson admitted also 2 counts of oral rape on a girl aged 2 and 3 years old. He also pleaded guilty to 45 other charges of making and distributing indecent images and inciting youngsters to engage in sexual activity on the internet. The man is 20. Works in a nursery. I'm not done. Unfortunately, and I apologize again, but I've got a point to make. Pennsylvania man, a father. Okay? But not the real father. This is from a broken home. So I've got a father killing his children. I've got moms killing their children. I've got, if you do the right thing, take them to nurseries, there's problems. Now what happens if you are a fiancé and you think you got the right man and your kid is going to have a father and you're trying to bring that father figure into life? Well, Pennsylvania man is now facing attempted homicide charges for beating his fiancé's 2-year-old daughter because he thought the girl's upbringing had been too lenient. The 24-year-old Brandon Bishop told officers the girl was a princess. Bishop admitted punching, kicking, and choking the girl and picking her up by her hair and dropping her. He said he didn't want to kill the girl. He told police that when he was beating the girl, he felt like another person who may have been trying to kill her, but he was trying to toughen her up. The girl's mother is now charged with endangering the welfare of a child for allegedly knowing about the incident. I'm not done. In Tampa, Florida, the woman who authorities say killed her teenage daughter and son because she was fed up with them talking back and being mouthy. She shot her son twice in the head in the family car for talking back as she drove him to soccer practice. She then drove to their upscale home and shot her daughter in the face inside the house. The girl was 16 and a cross-country running star at a high school. The 13-year-old boy was in 8th grade. The lady's husband is an Army officer attached to the U.S. Central Command in Tampa working in the Middle East when the shootings happened. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think this is a tragically, you know, poor, distraught military family, they just recently bought a $448,000 home in a quiet, upscale suburban neighborhood. The mom said she was depressed. I'm not done. Virginia parents accused of murder and keeping their starving child in a cage. They're being held in two jail cells without bail that was larger than the cage they kept their young daughter in, feeding her so little she was forced to eat her own skin. They also found another child buried on the property after they discovered the severely malnourished girl. The caged little girl naked and covered in feces and bed sores. In addition to the cage girl, they also removed a 2-month-old infant. The cage girl, who police estimated 5 or 6, in reality, but the parents said, no, she's 2. That's because she was extremely malnourished. Brian Gore, the father, was 29. Gave her a single Pop-Tart, perfect vitamin food, in the morning, and another Pop-Tart at night. She was so hungry, every bone was visible. She ate her own flaking dried skin. An absolute horrendous child abuse case. And unfortunately, I'm not done. I've brought this one up before. Jacksonville mom shakes baby for interrupting Farmville. Alexandra V. Tobias, arrested after the death of her three-month-old Dylan Lee Edmondson. She told investigators she became angry because the baby was crying while she was playing a computer game called Farmville. She said she shook the baby for crying and disrupting her Farmville game, smoked a cigarette to compose herself, and then shook him again. She said the baby may have hit his head during the shaking. That's right, a mom killed her baby for crying. You want to have more fun? Ladies and gentlemen, go to your favorite search engine and type in parent and malnourished. Type in child, parent, malnourished. And you can get 5,000 more stories. Just like I said. Fix the Family, Fix America was created to eliminate those people. There's just one problem. Those people aren't listening. Here's another problem. Doesn't matter how big Fix the Family, Fix America gets, those people will never listen. I was in a grocery store just recently, and a mother absolutely attacked. I mean, not physically, but just started screaming in the middle of the meat section of a grocery store as high as she possibly could. How many times have I told you? How many times do we have to go through this whenever we go in the grocery store? I have been telling you this forever. For all of your entire life, I have told you that if you put your foot in front of the cart, you will get run over. And you're going to sit here and put your foot in front of the cart and get run over and scream and cry to me. I've told you, you are too stupid to listen to me. You continue to never listen to me. And the mother went on and on and on and on. Did I want to go bash the mother's head in with a frozen turkey? I absolutely did. But I've got to tell you one more thing that physically upset me. To the point where that if I did not walk within, away from that family, away from that mom as fast as I possibly could, there was going to be problems. I have a child that I look at not as a problem that has happened since the beginning of time, but as a miracle that all children should be looked at. I'm not stopping Fix the Family, Fix America. I'm just going to try to do something different because guess what's not happening? The people that need to listen, those parents, understand, 20, 24, I just did the rundown. Youth, ignorance, absolute ignorance. And the desire to simply be famous and have the life that they possibly have no shot at being and having with the way they live their life. Of course, every person can be as famous and awesome as they want to be. World of Warcraft killed a 3-year-old. Did it? No. Mommy did not want her 3-year-old to change her life. Mommy didn't look at the 3-year-old and just be amazed . Dad kills his 2 sons laying in the bed with him. You should see the picture, the last picture before he showed the mom that he hanged his children. They look so incredibly happy. You know why? Because they're blissfully ignorant as to the crap that's going on in the daddy's head. The mom berating her daughter in the meat section of a local grocery store as loud as she possibly can. For what reason? Was it to embarrass the child? Was it her attempt at parenting? The girl never said another word. I tried to follow them for just a couple times down a couple aisles, and then I couldn't do it any longer. The child, simply the little girl, which is even more on me, because I have a little girl. To see a little girl cry right now is so disturbing to me, it drives me insane. And if I don't remove myself from those situations, I do not know that my actions will be of benefit to my own family. It will probably be a benefit to the family that I exert those actions onto, but it won't be a benefit to my own. Fix the family, fix America is a dream. And it will continue. It will not stop. It's removing itself as the title of the show. Title of this show now goes to the Jack Hatfield Show in 2 weeks. And it will be worse in many ways, because we're going to go on a lot of other topics. But we're also going to do the 2 things I like the most. And that is be a lot more funny. And play a lot more music. Mostly funny music, if you want to know the truth. I'm also going to reveal to you my whole new template and path in 2 weeks. Trademarking a phrase now. Can't tell you what it is. But you're going to hear about it. You're going to love it. I love it already. It's really, really lit a fire under me. I'm really excited. I just gave you 20, 25 parents in all different walks of life, in all different ways, mess up. Now, of course, the people that took it to the nursery wasn't their fault. All the rest of them, 100% their own fault, their own decision, their own responsibility, their own choice to end their parenting responsibilities right then and there. The only thing changing is the title of this show. Not quitting. It's trying to reach a broader audience with a different approach. You can beat your head against the wall over and over and over and over and over. Eventually, head or wall loses. I really want to thank each and every one of you who became a positive father, make a difference mother, a pull-through parent, and you revealed your own success listening to this show. Again, you made it the fastest growing family talk show in all the universe. Now I need you to do something else. In 2 weeks, I need you to come back and make it the fastest growing talk show in all the world. I promise you we're going to have fun. This show, I had to do two things. One, I had to tell you why, what was happening. And two, I wanted to highlight that I could do Fix the Family, Fix America and have that exact 20 minutes of the last 20 minutes where mom kills child, dad kills children, mom kills child, parents starve their child, parents kill another child buried in the backyard. I could do that show every single week. I could probably do a show every single week from what I witness in the grocery store. I can do a show every single week of what I witness from people that come in and actually want to talk to me. I've seen people in a store let their children run around like a pack of wild wolves with absolutely no care as to what the child was doing. And then you have to sit back in your mind and say, if they are able to do that in a strange place that they never walked into before, how do you think they are at home? Today's youth have lost it. And by lost it, I mean they are sorely uneducated. My first show of Jack Hatfield is going to point out how stupid this new generation is. You have got to be here in 2 weeks. You want to talk about a dumbing down of a generation? You want to talk about being a crotchety old man and yelling, "Darn kids today, they suck." They do. They do, but you cannot put the blame on the children entirely. You have to put the blame on the generation of parents that we have right now. I have 1 whole minute to thank you for listening to this show, and I have 55 seconds to ask you to come back in 2 weeks and listen to the Jack Hatfield show. I have 49 seconds to tell you to follow me on Twitter right now so that you can get the latest news and issues constantly throughout time, and to get me, befriend me, and like me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheJackHatfield. Trust me, if I play Farmville, I may choke you. No, I'm kidding. 27 seconds left in this show. I love you for listening. I do hope you will come back in 2 weeks for the Jack Hatfield show. It's going to be fantastic. June 21st, all new entry, a new path, and new everything. Ladies and gentlemen, do your work, get your significant other, have a drink, go to sleep.